As we remain standing, let us pray. Dear loving and gracious Lord God, we come before you today, basking in the joy and light of Easter morning. In you, all things are new and have their being. Give us your grace at this time to hear your word, so that it lives in our hearts, in our minds, in this place, and in the world. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Before I begin, I was actually struck. Thank you for reading that, Lee. I was actually struck with the detail that John provides. And what struck me was the head cloth was rolled up and put in some other place. Anyhow, it struck me. Who believes in the supernatural? Three of us. A while back, a person asked if they could speak with me about something that had happened to them. And they wanted to know my thinking about it. What did I think about it? After their husband died, they had two encounters with him. The first time he appeared, it was in the bedroom. And I love this one. He said, "Enjoy yourself today." The second time, they were shopping with friends. And before she went out, he said, "Buy something nice for yourself." Good thing for you to remember, Bob. And she said that her husband was as real as if they were sitting across the desk from one another. He wasn't some ethereal human being, a kind of Casper, ghostly presence, but really flesh and bones. When they shared this experience with a friend, the friend's advice was to not tell anybody. Kind of keep it to themselves, because people might not understand and question their sanity. And so for many, many years, she never said a word. I assured her I have never had such an experience, but that's actually not true. I had a girlfriend who I went to school with when I was 13 or 14. Anyhow, she died of leukemia. She was real young, 45 or something. And I was going to her funeral, and I did see kind of she was in the clouds with her hands like this. And I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yeah, I'm fine." So I have that memory, but not as intense as this woman described it. I have heard and read of others having close encounters with loved ones who have died. And they, too, have been hesitant to share it with anybody. So today, we acknowledge and celebrate a close encounter with Jesus, who 3 days before had been declared dead and placed in a tomb. But today, we proclaim that Jesus Christ is risen and he is alive. And to me, that is the ultimate supernatural. The resurrection, the breaking of the bonds of death by Jesus is the key to our faith. It is the central fact of Christian history. And it stands alongside the cross. The resurrection of Jesus is unique. Other faiths have ethical systems, concepts about paradise and heaven, hell and the afterlife, and various holy books. The Quran, the Vedas, the Talmud, to name a few. Only the Christian faith declares that God became human in a person called Jesus Christ, literally died for his people, and was raised from the dead in power and glory to rule his church forever. Amen. Christ rose from the dead so that the kingdom of God, God's plan and purpose for all humanity, could finally break through human history. And this is the scandal, the wonder, the challenge, and an absolute truth of the Christian faith. In our modern culture, if you want to talk about absolute truths, they're found in advertising commercials, Freedom 55 RSP plans, which I think is really, I'm not too sure that's true, weight loss strategies, and extreme makeovers. But Jesus is alive, and God assures us that we are headed for liberation, not disaster. Because Jesus means God to the rescue. Jesus is God with skin on. The power of the sovereign Lord God is at work destroying the power of sin, and it's a power of sin, creating new and transformed lives and preparing us for Christ coming again in glory. We need to realize that the Jesus we've come to know so well is the risen Christ. His humanity, transparent as he grew from infant to young man, a wandering rabbi who drew followers to himself and made close friends, is the very foundation of his risen life. For 40 days after he is risen, he appears to his friends in a wide variety of settings, and he is seen in flesh and blood. He continues to draw them to himself. He ate with them. He drank with them. He talked with them about the kingdom and the promise of the kingdom. And during these days the risen Christ spent with his friends, they came to understand him and what he offered them better than ever before. So as we contemplate and reflect on the implications of a risen Jesus, we come to realize, as his friends did, that he comes as friend. He comes to bring joy and happiness he shares with us. He helps us to understand, and he gives us the strength to be free and to follow him. We have been set free. Christianity is not, oh my gosh, I better not screw up again. It's not about that. It's about the chains have fallen and we are free. Jesus invites us to become people of the resurrection, living with that inner peace that comes from knowing that the risen Christ lives within us. In the gospel reading from John, Mary has come to the garden to the tomb of her Lord. She's in shock. She has been witness to the brutal Roman-style execution of Christ, the teacher who had healed her and whom she had followed for 3 years. She was an emotional wreck. She is sleep-deprived and grief-stricken. Can anyone relate to that? She saw him die. She saw his body taken down from the wooden cross. And the first thing she sees is the rock has been rolled away from the entrance. Mary's reaction is to share the discovery with two other disciples, Peter and the one whom Jesus loved. And she runs to share her discovery of the open door with the disciples who are hiding out from the authorities. William asked me today, he said, what do you think the women were doing during this whole thing? And my first thought was cooking and cleaning. But I just think it's interesting. She was out there. They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Grabbing their coats against the morning chill and running to the tomb to see for themselves, they find the stone rolled away, just as he said. And Peter goes inside, and he noticed the linen wrappings lying there where the cloth that had been covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the wrappings. And he is followed into the tomb by the same nameless disciple who saw the same as Peter. But here's the thing. He saw and believed. And what does the text say? Even though they did not understand the scripture. For the beloved disciple, the evidence of the folded burial cloths did not speak of plunder, but of the life spoken, written, and proclaimed in Scripture. They leave the garden and they return home. And Mary remains, because her love for Jesus was so strong that she could not bear to leave the one place she last saw him. She couldn't bear it. Her heart was breaking. This is an important stage of resurrection faith, staying the course, not leaving when you don't know all the answers, not bolting when things get tough, staying even if others are not where you are at spiritually. Staying the course, committed to explore fully and deeply what it means to be a disciple of the risen Lord. And then staying, because there's no other place you need or desire to give up your life to follow Christ. And Mary's eyes became eyes of faith, eyes that saw beyond the folded linen cloths. She stayed and received a miracle. And she received the heavenly vision of God's messenger, who asked, "Dear woman, why are you crying?" And heartbroken, she repeats, "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." And then she hears it. Then she hears it. Mary. The most beautiful sound. That voice that she knew so well. Mary. That was enough. Her resurrection faith was fully realized. And at the sound of her name, she finally understood. Her beloved Lord and Master was alive. He was alive and standing before him, and she experienced a close encounter. Imagine the love that fluttered her heart. She heard Jesus calling her name, and she saw him in real time. And this is resurrection faith, hearing Jesus call our name. And like the Greeks who came to Philip and Andrew and asked to see Jesus, asking to see with spiritual eyes the risen Lord. Resurrection faith is hearing Jesus calling and knowing whose we are and who we are. Because Jesus is always calling us to new life. A new life that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A resurrection life that does not live in compartments, one way with our Christian friends and another way with everyone else. The truth of Easter Sunday is that we have been delivered to new lives, and we're going to relate, and we relate to each other in a new and different way. Resurrection faith releases the power of the Holy Spirit to equip, empower, and inspire us to show and tell the hope that lives within us. We can live full and abundant lives. We don't have to live our lives in fear. We can live full and abundant lives. We don't have to live in fear and disappointment and discouragement and shame and blame and judgment or humiliation. We have been set free. You and I have been born anew and are being called to demonstrate this dynamic gift of new life in the way that we inspire others to come along. It is a long process, a lifelong process. This awakening and claiming of new life inherent in the birth, death, and resurrection of Christ. It is in this awakening to a new life that brings us here today. And this is the heart of the matter and a matter of the heart. This is a new day. We are a new people, and Jesus is calling us by name. Can you hear him? Listen to his voice. Jesus Christ, the Lord of my life, the King of my heart, and the lover of my soul, because I know my Redeemer lives. Let us pray. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. May this declaration resound not only in these walls, but touch the lives of all we meet. and forever be the truth of which we speak. Your love, sown within a garden, tended for your own people, neglected and rejected, now spreads its sweet perfume in this place and wherever it is shown. For hallelujah, let's say it together, Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.